In 1985, Bill Belichick became the defensive coordinator, and he took the reins of one of the top defenses in the league. So when Mark Collins was drafted in 1986, he knew that earning a spot on this defense would not be easy.
And I remember, you know, our first mini camp, I'm looking around, I was going, man, there's Harry Carson, there's Lawrence Taylor, there's Jim Burt. I'm going, man, wow, what am I doing here? As a young guy, I had to go out there and perform. So I came in with a stern position. I'm going to play.
He had all the ability in the world, extremely confident. He wanted to come in, he wanted to play, and he was not afraid to let you know about it.
Mark had a physical style of play, and he was strong. And so when he got his hands on the receivers, he was able to reroute them and push them off their route. He was a good tackler. And he was an instinctive player, and I think that was a real strength of Mark with his quickness, his instincts, and when he pressed, his ability to jam and get the receiver's timing off.
Collins led the team in interceptions in 1991 and 93, and in his 8 years with the Giants, he intercepted 17 passes and recorded 7 fumbles.
Stolen by Collins, intercepted. He goes to the 35-yard line, and the Giants have the ball.
And more importantly, he won 2 Super Bowl championships as a proud member of the New York Giants.
You know, we had great character, and no one really wanted to be the standout. It was a team. We're collectively a team. We didn't want to be a bunch of individuals. And I think that sets us apart.
Tune in to Giants Chronicles, Sunday at 10 a.m. on MSG.